Thank you for calling customer service. Bernadette speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, I just saw a charge on my credit card and I didn't order anything.
One moment, please. What is your zip code, please?
78130.
71840.
78130.
What's your name, ma'am?
Cheyenne, Jiyan. Last name is Nava, Nava.
And how long ago did you make this transaction?
It says it's still pending, so I want to make sure it's not going to go through. It says
I'm not
today.
finding an account under the zip code 71830. Let's try to spell another name. How you spell the first name?
Cheyenne, Jiyan.
And the spelling of the last name?
Nava.
I'll make sure I got the first name spelled correctly. That's J I
Yan.
Okay. Yes, Ms. Nava. Verify your address for me, please.
Eleven 25 Lost Trail.
Okay. So let's see what we got here under your transactions. So I see on 3/7 you agreed to pay $9.97 for the space heater that was shipped out on January 8th.
Okay.
It was that was a in that particular transaction, you had a trial period to let them know, like a 48-hour trial period, that you did not want to become a member of the discount online shopping store. So the $9.95 is valid as far as paying for that to get to receive the heater, but they automatically enroll you into a gift card store or gift store
No,
for.
I didn't check that. I specifically unchecked all that and said
No.
I did not want to do the trial period.
How that works is when the terms and conditions states what it's going to do. In order for it to take your card, you have to either, once you have read the terms and conditions, you check the box so it can take your card. Your card could not have taken for the $9.97 unless the terms and condition was checked. And if the terms and conditions was read and checked, then it would have said that you're going to automatically be enrolled into the
Yeah, I don't
gadget
want to
store.
be enrolled anything.
Okay, so let's do this. So you do not want to be. They also you also received a $125 gift card for each membership each time they charge you each month. So,
No, I'm not
right.
interested.
Okay, so yes, ma'am. So what we're gonna do right now, we're just gonna cancel during the trial period. Going forward. Well, 3/7, you're outside of your trial period. So you've already picked up the 6732. So what I can do for you on that, because that is a valid charge, I can do two things. One, I'm going to cancel the account so you won't receive any other charges, and I can offer you 35% refund back on that 6732.
That I did not sign up for anything. I specifically unchecked all those things that says I was not interested in the trial period.
The trial period picked up, ma'am. What I can do right here is just refund 35%. As a matter of fact, as a courtesy, I can refund 50% of that 6732. going forward, and then cancel the account that you won't receive any more charges.
That heater is a piece of crap. It is not worth $30 that you're trying to charge me. Well, 40 because I paid $10 for it.
No, ma'am, I'm not charging you for the space heater. The space heater was no charge because you paid shipping and handling. The $67 is for a membership so you can order other gadgets in the store. It's not for the heater.
I'm not interested in any of the gadgets. That heater is not even worth it.
And that's understandable, ma'am. I can cancel the account going forward without any refund at all. But as a courtesy, I'm offering 30%, 50% of that back, which is $37. I think it's going to be $33.66. I can refund because the charge is a valid charge. So what I can do as a courtesy is offer you 50% of that back, which is $33.62, and cancel the membership so you won't receive any other charges.
That's not even worth that.
It's not for the heater. You're equating it with the heater.
That's exactly what it is for. It's for this, that because I specifically unchecked all those things.
Hear me. Allow me to explain, ma'am. The heater was yours to keep.
I know what you're trying to say that it's for, but that's basically what it is.
No, ma'am. You have a $125 gift card for the membership they charge you for March to spend in the discount store going forward.
I'm not trying to spend anything at any store, any of your stores, anything.
And that's understandable because you want to not be a member anymore. However, you've been charged.
I never wanted to be a member of anything.
That's understandable, ma'am. I can offer you the 50% discount. Not discount, 50% refund back from your $67 and cancel the account going forward.
I definitely want to cancel the account. I definitely want a full refund because I never signed up for anything.
The most I can do is 50% on the refund, ma'am, because it is a valid charge. When your card went in and you checked the terms and conditions, it state that it would do that. They could not take your card number unless the terms and conditions were accepted. As a matter of fact, it wouldn't even take your card number until the terms and conditions were accepted. If the terms and conditions were read and accepted, it will state.
There was a button, and it said that there was a 7-day free trial, and I unchecked the button and said I was not interested in the 7-day free trial.
And that might be true, but this is not a 7-day free trial. This is a 48-hour trial. So you might did uncheck something else that might have taken place. But on this particular thing here, it's only a 48-hour window to let them know that you do not want to be a member of the Gadget Club, the Discount Store Club.
Fine.
So we're accepting the 50% and then no cancellation, no charges going forward.
That's fine, if that's the best you can do.
Yes, ma'am. Hold on a moment while I notate your account. So $33.66 will go back on your account. Hold on. $33.66, because that's 50% of the $67. So $33.66. Refund. The refund is depend on the discretion of your bank, 3 to 5 business days when it goes back to your account. Right here, the order was successfully refunded $33.66 successfully. Now I'm going in to cancel the account so you won't receive any charges going forward for the next month because you were charged for March. The next charge would have been April, but because I'm canceling it now, you won't receive a charge in April. And then the charge that you were charged for in March, I gave you 50% of that back and no more charges. You have something to write with? I can give you a cancellation number, ma'am.
Yeah, hold on. Go ahead.
Hold on. Let me finish notating here. It's not one membership. Offered 50%. Refund. Customer accepted that. Account canceled. All righty, ma'am. That cancellation number is C as in Charlie. C as in Charlie. Hold on here. Save. Cancel. C as in Charlie, 2592. 5144. So that's C as in Charlie, 2592511144. Your account has been canceled going forward. You won't receive any more charges, ma'am. The account is notated. If you decide to call back in a couple of days to make sure it has been, it's notated here already on 3:12 or 3:47 a.m. by me, Bernadette. Customer account was canceled. Also, it states here that customer received a refund of 33.66 on 3:12 as well at 3:46 a.m. Any questions for me or anything else I may help you with, ma'am?
No, thank you.
Thank you for calling customer service. You have a wonderful evening.
You too.